Kia ora, my name is Laszlo, and I am in ringlets.
My name is Leith, and I'm also in ringlets. And we're here to talk to Hunter about our debut self-titled album, Ringlets.
As this is the first album from Ringlets, I'd like to hear how you all met each other and started making music together.
So I met Laszlo when we were both teenagers. I was playing in quite a poppy group. He was playing in quite a mathy group. We were kind of thrust onto similar bills at all-age venues. We didn't really talk. Get along for like a few years. So. But we were just sort of orbiting, slowly falling into each other's kind of situations. Yeah.
Yeah, that sort of kicked off around 2014, and then by 2017 we actually were in a band together, and so then that was just when it really sort of directly began the collaboration. After that project ended, we did I think two more, and so that thread just kind of like sort of kept going.
With our drummer, Arlo, he was in several other bands as well. One of them, he played drums in group W that had gigged with sort of late teens as well, and I've been sort of like a long time fan of his sort of various secret little projects, a lot of really beautiful ambient albums and things. And then our bass player, Arabella, was sort of the last one we would have all met, I suppose, and she came to a sort of flat warming at mine, and I think Laszlo sort of struck up a yarn with her and got her into play bass for some of his solo music, and then that turned into inevitably us sort of writing some songs collaboratively, and that's sort of now where we're at.
If we're talking about like the album, it kind of started quite slowly, because a couple of our earliest songs that we were messing around with, like one or two of those ended up on the album, and then the rest were kind of written the year after. And so we didn't really know we were going to do an album for a while, because we thought we were going to do an EP, and then we just kind of thought, oh, we've got 10 songs, that's an album. And so by around the start of 2022, we thought, well, we'll book studio time as much as we can afford, and then if we get 6 songs, that's cool. If we get 8 songs, that's cool. If we get 10 songs, that's fantastic. And we managed to get all 10 of them down to an acceptable standard.
Before you started the album, was there anything in particular you wanted to try out that you hadn't done before in other groups or through your solo work?
I can't really recall any sort of conscious goals that I had for the album. I like to maintain quite a high output of music. I've put out like 4 albums under my own name, and I've put out 3 albums with my first band Open, and I've put out a bunch of electronic music, and it was just kind of like another step forward. I guess I wanted to kind of refine it more, because again, we were like putting money into spending multiple days in like a nice studio and having an engineer and a producer present the whole time, which is, that is definitely a step up for way I usually do things. So it was just kind of like another sort of leap forward.
I think what's been really great about recording with this group has been that we're tracking a lot of things live, whereas with a lot of other projects I've done, at least, it's either track by track or, you know, just me in a dark, quiet room with a little interface. And so it's been really nice, having a big room, and we're all standing in it, sort of making some noise together. It was kind of a slowly then all at once thing, I think, in that initially, you know, because we were just sort of doing some backing band stuff for Laszlo, and then one or two of his songs kind of came through, and it was kind of ambling, But then when it started to sound quite good, we got a bit excited and the output became a lot more quick and urgent. And the songs started coming a lot quicker because we were kind of finding our rhythm, collaborating. So we weren't having to sort of wait for a fully formed song. We could just sort of be in the room and each throw something in. I think by pitching in, we were able to get them done a lot quicker. And so I think maybe it was maybe when we wrote the first song on the album, which was our first sort of wholly collaborative song, it felt like, oh, we can just bust this out now, and we did. The first song on the album is I Used to Paint. I've never painted. I've never been a very visual person. I was the one person in my primary school to not get a pen license because my handwriting was so atrocious. So in the song, you know, painting, it just sort of represents just kind of any creative journey. The song kind of details the complex emotions of when that journey maybe slows down or goes in kind of a weird direction as you age, and it's just something that I've been feeling quite intensely, I think, at this side of my 20s, which is, it's nice to be able to sort of kind of reflect on that in music.
I think I wrote all of the parts of the song, the lyrics, in one of the lockdowns, and then I like ordered a demo and then bounced the MP3 and then sent it to everyone, and I don't think anyone listened to it. I can't quite remember. because it was lockdown and just didn't seem
we
like
were all busy baking bread and
Seva was like an interesting point of our like of our collaborative process really kicking into gear, because the original demo, it's like well over 5 minutes long and it's quite slow and like parts repeat. And when lockdown ended at the end of 2021 and we started to get back into the practice room, I remember particularly Arabella was quite discerning and she was just like, we don't need this bit, we'll just get rid of the entire bit. And then Arlo sped the song up a lot just because he's such a muscular drummer, and just the energy of the song, he just wanted to speed it up. Swedish. This is another one of the earlier ones that I had written the words to. I guess the main metaphor in the song is kind of like me thinking that it would be quite funny to personify like an image of psychosis or some kind of deep neurosis, but then the form that it takes is just like a 36-year-old Swedish man, because the Scandinavians are so kind of proper and neat. That just made me laugh, and most of the things that went into the lyrics are things that I thought were funny, and the song itself is pretty funny and ridiculous. So
I'm gonna break free, gonna try and bang black heather all day, black heather all day. Ritual crisis. The dark. my mouth rides his e-bike up right around the room every night.
Pudding was one that came together really, really quickly at a rehearsal, and I had just been on jury duty and had the last day of jury duty where I had to go and talk in the room off to the side and come up with all of the verdicts and go back into the dock and then read out like 9 hideous like guilty verdicts and then go straight to band practice. And I was feeling pretty jarred because I'd been just 5 days hearing all of this awful detail and then having to just like lock someone up. It was pretty heavy. I hated it. But then went to rehearsal and then started making this song kind of on the spot. And so there's a bit of kind of legal jargon that has found its way in because that was what was swirling around my head a bit. And it's a very fun one to play live because it's sort of got this kind of gang vocal in the chorus where Laszlo, Arabella and myself are all singing and kind of feels like we're the jurors.
I journey inwards, fewer terrible tales. I am winded, wind in my sails. We'll be right back.
this song, well, it came together. It was sort of supposed to be the kind of intro to some very long-winded multi-part song, but we only kind of finished this sort of intro effectively, and it was another sort of part of that kind of point where we were just kind of going to rehearse and things were just kind of materializing between the four of us. And so it started to become one that we'd sort of use as like an intro at the shows. Is that right?
Yeah.
Because it sort of adds layer by layer and it helps us kind of get our bearings on everyone's volumes and things and helps the sound guy, I think, as well. And then, I don't know, it just sort of stuck about, and we were going to record and it was going to be an easy enough one to just sort of bash out. So we did. And then, I'm not sure, it just sort of started to make sense to us all that it would be the last song.
Just sounded really good.
There's also a, you know, like a, it was sort of the last thing we did in the studio was the last sort of hit of the song is this gong.
Yeah, Ollie told us that the gong was like built to resonate at the same frequency as Saturn. So when you like take a mallet and you like do these big windmills around the edge of the cymbal, it like creates this drone, and it's the song of Saturn. And it's nice because Saturn is Father Time, and the last hit that we all play on the album is this big gong, and then it all dissipates. G'day everyone, it's Laszlo from Ringlets. Fuck.
We have a few goes at this.
Yeah.
Alright, it's Laszlo from Ringlets here. You're listening to Totally Wild on fucking BFM.
I reckon lean more into that Rodaki.
Rodaki FM, mother.
Yeah. But don't say Rodaki, say B.
Alright, mate, it's Laszlo from Ringlets here. You're fucking listening to... totally wild on 95BFM. Get it in your ears, mate.
What's the show called again?
Totally Wired. Totally Wired.
This is Leith from Ringlets. You're listening to Totally Wired. But what you're actually hearing is your own voice, a still echo returning to your emptiness.
Totally Wired!
Alright. Alright. We'll get at you here. Thanks, Hunter.